This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Tonight, Game 7 in the NHL. Always a huge deal when it comes to a playoff series. Winnipeg and Nashville. Bridgestone Arena for that one. Jets and the Predators should be a lot of fun to watch. And then we got the Vegas Golden Knights sitting there waiting in the wings for the winner of this one. The Tampa Bay Lightning and the Washington Capitals playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. And you got those two teams who, look, the Alexander Ovechkin story I think is really compelling. Getting past Sidney Crosby and getting past the Penguins. Advancing to the conference finals for the first time in 20 years. People have been hammering the Capitol fans for kind of over-celebrating a little bit. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like telling Golden Knights fans you shouldn't be jumping up and down about your team. I mean, if your team makes it, great. I know there's sort of this old-school East Coast, act like you've been there before, win something before you pound your chest type of mentality for hockey fans. But I don't have a problem with what Capital fans have been doing. I don't have a problem with it. They're jumping up and down about where their team is. And I think that there are plenty of things out there to talk about in terms of, you know, what this does for Ovechkin's career, what this does for his resume, for the whole team, for the franchise, to get that kind of that monkey off their back and to be able to say, all right, we got this far, and all right, let's see what we can do here. We got four wins away from going and playing for a Stanley Cup, and we know that the history of Washington teams playing in their conference championship rounds, it's not been good. It's been bad for the whole city, and that's been whether, you know, you just go up and down, whether it be the Redskins or whether it be the Wizards or whatnot. It's just, it hasn't been a great record for the city of Washington when it comes to what they've done. So from getting to this level, to the conference finals, I have no problem with fans being incredibly excited and jumping up and down, and, you know, Pittsburgh fans just deal with it. I mean, they're angry about it, but, I mean, you lost. That's what happens. One team wins, one team loses. I know you haven't lost in a while with back-to-back cups, but come on now. Enjoy yourself. Let Washington Capitol fans enjoy the moment. All right, let's head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Catherine Tappan, NBC Sports, NBC Sports Net, joining us here on the program. Catherine, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you for the time. Great to have you on. As a whole, how would you categorize these playoffs? Because I think for us here in Vegas who are still new to the idea of watching the playoffs, this has been an unbelievable roller coaster ride for both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
Yeah, I mean, I would describe it, honestly, I think it's been the best playoffs we've seen in recent years. I mean, I don't remember the level of competition in each series being as high and as intense as it has been this year. I mean, from round one up until where we are right now going into game seven tomorrow night, I just think the play on the ice is tremendous. Guys are competing so hard as they always are, but there's a sense of, like, animosity right now between the teams, you know, in the postseason and a legit hatred for one another. So the intensity has been ratcheted up. The excitement is there. I think having the storyline, too, of what Nashville achieved last year, what Vegas is doing this year, and what Winnipeg has, I mean, those three teams have really energized a lot of the playoffs and the postseason and gotten fans involved that maybe don't usually tune in just because they're such amazing stories in those cities.
What do you make of a Game 7? You know, obviously Nashville hosting tomorrow night against the Jets. The Jets have been tremendous at home, yet P.K. Subban guaranteed the Game 6 victory, which happened, and now going back at home for Nashville. How much does home ice matter in these playoffs, in your mind, in particular in a Game 7?
Well, I think as we've seen in this series, I mean, each team has taken one in the other's building, taken two for that matter. So I think, you know, I definitely give the edge to Nashville. Bridgestone Arena is a very difficult place to play. So too was the, you know, arena in Winnipeg. But I definitely give the advantage to Nashville just based on their experience as well. I mean, they've been in this situation. They made it all the way to the Cup Final last year, six games in that Cup Final. They've played on their home ice. I think Pekka Rinne is much better on home ice, although he did have the shutout in the last game. But we've seen each team alternate wins in this series and losses and teams bouncing back after significant blowouts. So but I think this is the one that breaks serve. I have the Preds just by an edge in this one, and that's strictly based on experience. But the home ice is it's been huge in the postseason in general, but in this particular series, both teams have found a way to win in the other team's building, as difficult of a place as they are to play. So I don't know if that's the huge advantage for the Preds. I think it's the experience that's going to ultimately win them the game.
Catherine, this might be kind of an odd question, but because we're here in the desert in a warm weather environment, I'm curious your thoughts on Canada with only one team left in Winnipeg. We know Tampa and Washington on the other side. We have one Canadian team left. If Nashville wins, we have a Western Conference between Nashville and Vegas where the outside air temperatures will be very, very high in both markets. Do you think the NHL, if you kind of put a gun to their head, would they rather Winnipeg be in the Final Four?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think it's a situation of that. I mean, it was pretty tough when we didn't have any Canadian teams last year. Hockey's the heartbeat of that country. They absolutely love it. They you know, eat, sleep, and breathe hockey. So last year was a very odd year that not one Canadian team made the postseason. This year, it's been fun. I mean, look at the fans up in Winnipeg. It's tremendous. And by the way, it was 90 degrees there for game five a couple nights ago. So I know we had Jeremy Roenick up there doing some hits outside with the fans. And so 90 degrees plus 20,000 people packed in the streets. I don't think it's very cool up there. So I think either way, you know, if they get in it, it's, you know, obviously for television ratings in the United States, there's an advantage to having all the teams American, but the stories in Winnipeg and that team, I mean, there's so many American players on that team that fans in the U.S. are rooting for as well. So I don't think the NHL, you know, listen, they just want great competition. Preferably going seven games would be great for all these series because we love a game seven, that's for sure.
Catherine Tappan, NBC Sports, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. So the Vegas Golden Knights story, I've asked this question of numerous guests, so I'll ask you the same question. Was there a moment this year where the Vegas Golden Knights, for you, went from a cute story to a, oh my gosh, this team is a really good story?
You know, honestly, last year I hosted that expansion draft out in Vegas in June, and I saw, you know, I called the names and saw the names go up on the screen as to who was being drafted by George McPhee, and I could see it on paper that this is going to be a good team. And I think the tragedy that struck Las Vegas earlier in the season, I've seen that before, really rally teams. I've seen them just completely unite under those circumstances. I saw it in Boston with the Bruins and the Red Sox and the Patriots after the Boston bombing. I've seen it here in New York. So I think slowly but surely, those storylines built up to this incredible chemistry of a team. And I didn't doubt them from the start. But obviously, as the season went on and you saw the production of Marc-Andre Fleury, you saw what the team did in his absence when he was hurt for a long time. There's something special with that team. And I think it started when they were all drafted and, quote-unquote, rejected by their other teams to be put up in this draft. They all have a little chip on their shoulder. So I'm not going to say I believe, you know, I did believe in them from the start. I wouldn't have necessarily said they were going to be this far in the postseason. I don't think any of us, you know, foresaw that. But that was, for me, it was the draft and seeing this team unfold and seeing where they were going with it and the type of players that George was drafting. I thought, gee, this has got a chance to do something special.
Are you of the opinion that it would be better for a franchise in year one to have a great year like they've had but not win the cup because it leaves some meat on the bone, if you will? Or are you of the opinion that when you have a chance here in the Final Four, go win the cup?
Oh, for sure. I mean, listen, every team's goal is to win the Stanley Cup. But I think regardless of whether they win or not, and even just getting into the postseason, I mean, what this team has done in their inaugural season, you've already got fans hooked. I mean, and you can speak to this because you're out there. I have yet to get out there for a game. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to get to do so. But I think, you know, that fan base now is hooked. I mean, and there's, even if they don't make the postseason next year, there's still a passionate fan base. You've established that, you know, that groundwork for this team, this franchise. From what I've heard, everybody's wearing Vegas Golden Knights jerseys out there, whether they're at the casino or they're sitting by the pool. It's everywhere. So that will never change. And I think to have that in the inaugural season versus not making the playoffs in the inaugural season and having, you know, an average year is going to go the distance for this team going forward. Now, if they win the Stanley Cup, I mean, I don't know. I want to be there when they do, if they do, because that's just going to be remarkable.
Yeah, we've all kind of joked around about a parade down the strip with a Stanley Cup. What would that look like, given the fact that this was the goal? I mean, the playoffs was the goal in the first 3 years. The Cup was the goal in the first six for Bill Foley, the owner, and all of a sudden now being in the Final Four. It's quite remarkable. And you got Jeremy Roenick coming here to Vegas, dressing up in his Elvis gear, hanging out with fans on the glass here in Vegas. So Roenick has come out here. Roenick's had his fun out here in Vegas. So he's seen it at least.
Yeah, we've had some great reports from him out there. And, you know, we sent him to Winnipeg for Game 5 to see what the atmosphere was like up there. We all were in Nashville last year, so we know what the atmosphere was like there. And, you know, it's so fun when you get to go to these cities. You know, we're kind of strapped down a lot because we're in the studio and we're traveling for multiple other events that we have into the Olympics and everywhere we were this year. But we do get on the road for the Cup Final. At any rate, either way, whether it's out in Vegas or not, I do plan on getting out there early next season to catch a game, if it's not sooner. But from what I can tell on the TV set and what you guys are doing, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very different. I'm a Boston guy, so someone who grew up going to Boston Bruins games, where kind of the highlight sometimes is what happens with the national anthem, and whether, you know, you're having the four fist pumps or three fist pumps, the level is quite different here in Vegas when it comes to the rock concert that they've turned a hockey game into a T-Mobile Arena. I do want to ask you before I let you go about Alexander Ovechkin and his opportunity here to, look, he's a Hall of Famer. He's an amazing player, one of the best we've seen in decades playing the NHL. But how big would it be for his career if he were to win the Stanley Cup with Washington?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you can't. It's indescribable. I mean, I would love to see Alex Ovechkin win a Stanley Cup. I'm such a fan of his game. I'm a fan of him off the ice and the work he does. Any time I've ever had to interview him, he's been tremendous. He is so good with his time with the media. He gets it. And as you mentioned, he's a sure fit Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. And a player like that, you really root for. You want them to get that opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, this is the closest he's ever been. I think we've seen Alex Ovechkin elevate his game this postseason. It's been really fun to watch how he is very clutch in big games. And that's something that maybe we didn't see in years past. But for him to be able to go in there and dominate, you know, in the previous game when the season, they've got a chance to close out the defending cup champs on their ice, and to see what he was able to do in that game. He's physical. He's putting up points. He's leading his team on the bench. You can put him with anybody right now on his line. They move a rookie up, and the kid was amazing. So, Jacob Brana. So, I think I would absolutely love to see it, whether it's this year or down the road before he retires for sure. I mean, he deserves a Stanley Cup, and he is a fun player to watch. When you get to see him in person, you have an even higher level of respect for what he does on the ice.
Well, I know, Catherine, I'll let you go on this. In terms of TV storylines, the storylines I want for you guys at NBC and NBC Sportsnet, I want the Nashville Predators for James Neal, and then I want the Vegas Golden Knights against Washington. You have Ovechkin, and then you have George McPhee, the GM, the fired GM of the Capitals, facing his former team. If that happens, you guys are going to have big ratings anyway, but I would be in love. I'd be in love with that storyline for you guys if it happens.
Yeah, there you go. Well, maybe it will. We'll have to wait and see. Either way, we'll muster up some storyline somewhere, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Catherine, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Keep enjoying this postseason. Good luck to your team.
That is Catherine Tappan, NBC Sports, NBC Sports Net. You'll see her on the desk coming up tomorrow night for Game 7 of the Nashville-Winnipeg series, and then later on when the Washington Capitals get going with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think I said that the game was tonight. I apologize for that. The game is tomorrow. I'm getting my dates. It's the 9th today. The 10th is tomorrow. So I was right before. There's only one thing really on TV tonight, or two things. You have the Celtics in Game 5 against Philly, and if you like baseball, you have the Yankees and the Red Sox. We will wrap the show with the final hand next. SB Nation Radio.